morning. It's certainly it's a pleasure indeed for me to be here with you all at Happy Creek Church. We love you dearly. I want to I'll be very brief, take about 5 minutes maybe to just introduce with a few words and then say a word of prayer. My mind has been thinking so much about just in general this world that we live in and what our young people see every day, what we face every day that we live, what we see in media, the biases of media, the things that we see in history. If we don't learn from history, history is doomed to repeat itself.
Right.
We find that back in the last great empire that was in this world was the Roman Empire. And great book to read. I encourage you to read the book of Romans. But I just want to share a couple of scriptures with you from the first chapter of the book of Romans. There's a good message in this. Even though we see some negativity in the world that was going on in Rome at the time, Rome was a place, as far as the world is concerned, it was a place to be. That's where all the aristocrats were. That's where all the lowest people of the state were. That's where everything was happening. Everything was happening in Rome. But thanks be unto God that there was a church there at Rome that Paul had written a letter to. And Paul thanked the people at Rome for the faithfulness that was going on there in light of the culture that was around them. And right now, we see this happening in the country that we live in. We see the culture having more of an influence on the church than the church having the influence on the culture that's out there. And there's three different levels we find in Romans 24 that God gave them up to uncleanliness. And then we find a second level, God gave them up to vile affections. And then finally, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Now, that's not saying that God calls sin. God forbid that we ever take that. But God removed his restraining hand.
Amen.
He removed his restraining hand to allow those things to take place. Because if you want to know where we are as a country, you just go to verse 32. It says, "Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." So in other words, not only were they partaking in those things, and 50 years ago, 40 years, 30 years ago, some of the sins and things that were going on, people were ashamed of those things and would not make them public. But now we're finding that they're taking pride in the very sins and things that they do, and they're being boastful about it and having pleasure in them to do them. And that's where we are as a country right now. But I want to encourage you that even though the culture around us is doing those things, there is a place that you can come out from that world and a place that you can come in to rest. The Bible says in Romans 1:17, verse 16 and 17, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Because the congregation there at the Church of Rome did consist mostly of Gentile believers, but it also had a minority of Jews that were there as well. But brothers and sisters, the thing is that even in that culture and in that time of Rome that was going on and the people being boastful in their way, he was still not afraid to stand up and be bold and say, "I am not ashamed." And we need to have that same type of attitude in the world that we live in, that I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of God. I am not ashamed of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of what he had done for me on the cross of Calvary. Let us never be ashamed. And then verse 17, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith." And what that is telling us is that those that have faith, that have been given faith, that has revealed those that have faith to those who have faith. You cannot have faith unless it has been given to you in the new birth. So those that have been more mature in the faith, in the faith, those who have grown in the faith, were revealing those things to those who are new in the faith. As it is written, "The just shall live by faith." So brothers and sisters, in this culture and in this world that we live in, and the young people that are here today, and also our older folks alike, they're encouraging the young people that are coming up. Let us encourage one another to keep marching that good march, to keep fighting that good fight, not to be afraid to take up the whole armor of God, not to be afraid to stand boldly upon that solid rock, not be afraid to boldly be able to shout the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen,
let us look to the Lord in prayer. Most righteous and ever to be adored, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day that you have blessed us with. Thank you, Lord, for each and every saint that you bless together here at Happy Creek Church. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you touch this special spot with thy providential hand, that you be round about each and every person. Lord, no matter what it is that they're going through, that you touch their heart in a special way. Heavenly Father, there are many that wanted to be here today, and by reason of affliction or some other reason, they're not here. Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with those in a very special way as well. We ask, Lord, that you bless not only this church, but every church that's represented, and the sister churches, and the churches this land and this country over. Heavenly Father, let us not be afraid and be ashamed to be a shining beacon in this world that we live in. Lord, we ask as each preacher comes forward that you unloosen their tongues and cause them to preach the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, to feed our hungry souls, for Lord, we know that we are in need. And now, Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless this country that we live in, for we know, Heavenly Father, in the condition that it is in, Lord, cause us not to be afraid and to continue to march forward and to stand upon thy truth and thy word. Heavenly Father, we now ask that you take this service into thy hands and use it for thy praise, thy glory, and thy honor. We ask all these favors and blessings in the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and amen.
Amen.